welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve.
Welcome to episode 7 of the World Cup Report Alicante, After Dark. I am, as always, your silky smooth Drew, and with me, as always, is Steve the Kilowog Campbell.
After Dark. There's at least two shows that were named that. Because we had Baywatch After Dark.
Yep.
But didn't we also have Silk Stockings After Dark?
I thought maybe. And if anybody out there remembers Silk Stockings or Baywatch After Dark, welcome to my generation. You're my people.
If anyone remembers Silk Stockings, come on. USA Prime Television there. And I don't mean the country. I mean the channel.
So Silk Stockings was on the After Dark programming block.
Oh.
It was the Nate Like Crime Time After Dark.
Okay.
Is what they called it. It was on CBS.
Silk Stockings was on CBS?
According to Wikipedia.
Okay, well, we're not going to go down this road. This is not one of our regular podcasts. This is the well-run World Cup Alicante podcast.
Focused.
Yes.
Welcome to the Silk Stockings Report. Hi, my name is Stephen J. Cannell, creator of the show.
God. I am Ubu.
You can edit this.
Sit, Ubu.
You can edit this. Edit this out.
No, I'm not going to edit this. This is awesome.
Oh.
It's only like 2 minutes. Whatever. People can suck it up.
Yep. Oh, man.
If you enjoy this type of banter, join us on our regular podcast, Both Down and Three Die Block.
Well, good luck on that. Oh, man, what are we talking about? We're talking Chaos Dwarves today, Steve.
That's why it's all chaotic.
Speaking of making stuff up. Yeah, exactly. That's why we're turning to stone as we speak.
Is that a thing they do?
Yeah, it's because of the chaos magic, if memory serves. Like, they can't, their bodies are naturally magic resistant, so as they can't channel the chaos magic, they slowly but surely start to turn to stone.
Ah.
And then you know that the greatest dwarven chaos sorcerers ever lived are all encapsulated in stone. Although, I'm not sure if I remember the lore enough to remember if they actually are still alive in the stone or if they're dead.
Huh. Okay. Well, speaking of not changing, this is one of the original teams, not original, but from the previous teams of legend, put it that way. Yep. So this is a bone of contention to some people because they do not believe that this should be included because it hasn't been updated to the new rule set. It was just, I guess the NAF did it? Is that who did
it? Yeah, I think so.
And obviously the NAF is part of the governing body behind the World Cup and all that, but I don't really have any problem with it. I would have preferred, if given the choice, I would not have included any of the teams of Legend. That's my preference.
I'm trying to figure out if it's actually the NAF who did it or if GW did it. I don't remember which.
Oh, yeah.
Either which.
They did do the team of Legend. Yeah, it'd have to be GW. Never mind.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but still.
We'd have to double check.
Even with that, I personally don't believe the Team of Legends should have been included because we have plenty of other teams, and those at least supposedly were play-tested to the correct rule set.
Yeah, it's hard for me. I like Chaos Dwarves. They're one of my favorite painted teams.
Same.
Deuter,
yeah.
from up in Minneapolis painted my team, and it's perfect.
Yeah.
And I love that team to death. I mean, I definitely feel like a spike with the Chaos Dwarves needs to happen and bring these guys back into the lore and into the mix, but some sort of homebrew doesn't really do it for me. So,
and they do seem to be doing very well at tournaments from what I've seen.
Yeah, they're pretty solid performers. They made the Tier 1 list here for Alicante, and, I mean, rightfully so. I mean, you have 6 blockers, dwarven blockers, which are just, very solid top tier TPs. You have their bulls, you got the hobs, and then of course you have your minotaur if you need it.
And tier one, if we're not remembering, we have 3 choices as always: A, 6 primary skills; B, 4 primary skills and 1 secondary; C, 3 primary skills and access to 1 star player.
And the weird thing here, so I just want to take a second to talk a little bit about the star players. One of the reasons why I feel like this roster is a little bit overpowered and why I don't like it here is because this team has access to 3, count them, 3 sets of star players. If memory serves, I think they get old World Superstar League or something like that. They get the Badland Brawler maybe or something like that. I'd have to double check, but they have access to 3 different layers of star players, which gives them a very wide selection.
Yeah, they have Badlands Brawl, World's Edge Super League, and Favorite Of.
Yeah, so, I mean, Favorite Of, not really that strong, but the Badlands Brawl and the World's League, really strong, really, really strong set of star players in there. For me personally, of the star players that they have available, I think 3 are viable. You got Glart, you got the White Dwarf, and then you have Hackflim.
Yeah, Hackflim and Glart, I know. I've played with them. They are very, very good. The White Dwarf, not so much. I'm not too familiar with him.
Yep, he's the one who basically is a dwarf with block, no tackle, stand firm, mighty blow 1. But he's the one who, if once per turn, one of the players on your field, on your team that's standing next to him at the start of their activation gains a skill.
Yeah.
Gains either Dauntless, Mighty Blow, Sure Feet, or... Oh, Lord. I always blank on the last one. Doesn't matter. But, I mean, so basically, he gives a skill out every turn if he's on the field. And he's upright.
Which is pretty crazy.
Which is very crazy. So, I mean, you have some viable options. The main thing here, though, guys, is that with it being tier 1, you have to give up a lot. You give up half of your primary skills. And if you tried to go with Hackflim, you give up, I think, all but 1 of your skills. Because Hackflim is one of the specialty extra cost star players.
Yeah, Hackflim, you have to give up 2 primary skills to take him, in addition to everything else.
Yep. So basically, you're down to 1 primary skill.
Yeah.
And what do you do, Punk? What do you do?
Give it to the Minotaur at that point.
Give it to the Minotaur.
I don't always know.
Give it to the Minotaur, Steve.
Well, that's what my mom said.
Oh.
She, you know, liked hedge mazes and liked yarn.
Who doesn't? So. Who doesn't like hedge mazes? And living in Greece. Oh, man. All right. So the question here is, are the stars that are viable worth it? Maybe.
Hackflim, no. Just straight off. I can't see putting together a viable team with only 1 skill. And the others with only 3 skills? The team needs skills. I mean, the blockers can go without skills, but the Bull Centaurs, you always need to give them something. And then...
You need to give them...
What do you do for picking up the ball or, you know, Minotaur? I don't know.
Yeah. Let me run through the build that I put together, and then you can see if you agree with it or not. I went with 2 Bull Centaurs at 130K each, all 6 blockers because that's what you need, 4 Hobbs, and then the Minotaur, the Mighty Minotaur.
So it gives you a total of 13 players. That's good. Solid.
Yep. And then 2 rerolls and 2 assistant coaches. I went with 2 coaches mainly because the coaches, for me anyway, are much better than a cheerleader and a coach.
Yes.
I don't really care about the Prayer of Nuffle, honestly.
Prayer of Nuffle, I'm with you. I no longer ever buy cheerleaders. If I ever have extra money, it just goes to coaches, straight up.
Yeah, because the coaches actually get you a reroll for the...
Mm-hmm.
For that, so it's worthwhile there.
And then what skills did you look at?
So, again, we can compare against the Euro Bowl. Thanks, Tim, for putting that together for us, buddy. I went block on both of the Bull Centaurs. I went with guard on 2 of the blockers. I went sure hands on the Goblo, on a Hobgoblin, and then a Minotaur I gave Juggernaut.
Yeah, and Euro Bowl, we're looking at block on a Bull Centaur, guard on 1, and then guard on 2 of the blockers, Mighty Blow on another blocker, and then Juggernaut on the Minnow. So the same.
Yep.
But I guess on them, they did not take an extra Hobgoblin. They did an Apoth.
Yep, and got rid of one of the coaches, and they did not get Sure Hands.
Yeah, so. Which, you know, again, this all European people, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
You're sick of me saying it, but it's very different from what we're used to. A lot of guard, a lot of positioning, a lot of just, yeah, it might take you three times to pick up the ball. It's not going to kill your team because everything's positioned well and correctly.
See, for me, this is a little bit like two rerolls without Sure Hands. Like, I don't want to spend my rerolls picking up the ball. I want to spend my rerolls rerolling probably the failed dodge rolls for my Bull Centaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, those weird, you know,
blocks.
Or trying to yeah, exactly. The weird one-off blocks. It's just, it's a little bit strange to me that you're going to go with an Apo, considering that probably the reason they went with the Apothecary there is entirely for the Minotaur.
Well, I think it's, again, I don't know for sure, but it seems to me like most of the people who take an Apoth at tournaments are there for knockouts. As soon as a player gets down and knocked out, you're using it. Doesn't matter the player, because you want to keep the numbers up. And mathematically, it's worth the 50K to keep whatever piece you have aside from, you know, if you lost a Hobgoblin with no skills, maybe not. But Bull Centaur or a blocker goes down, why risk never getting him back? Because, you know, it might be one score, it might be no scores, it might be three scores. Doesn't mean you're going to get it back ever.
Better to have them on the field than not. I can see that. I don't know. It just seems a little bit weird.
I would definitely go with your skills, as you did. The blocks on the Bull Centaurs, the two guards. I honestly would probably go block on the blockers because I'm not good with guard. And then a Sure Hands Goblin just to pick up the ball. Minotaur Juggernaut, yeah, he's blitzing. Why not?
So, I mean, honestly, though, I'm thinking about this. I mean, I could literally get rid of that's 11 guys, right? Yeah. You could get rid of the Hobgoblin and the Minotaur. Well, you can't quite get Glart. You'd have to give it. Well, you could get a rope a coach.
Yeah.
And you could get Glart there. And you would I would go block, block, guard on the bull, and then one of the blockers.
Yeah.
Or block, block, Sure Hands and try and live without guard. But that would be rough.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you do get a good piece, but I don't think it's worth that. Because, again, when you put all your eggs in one basket, people are going to attack it. And if you don't have a way to protect it, then, you know, once it goes down and someone stomps it, there you go. You know, 200,000 of your team's gone.
That is true. That is incredibly true.
I remember going up to 3-die block one time, or 3-die brawl. And I took Glart and... Did I take Hackflame at the same time? I remember I took Glart. And I was so excited to use him. And I think it was the first game. And I lost him after two turns.
Oh,
I was just like, well, my team's screwed.
Nice. Well, I mean, there is that. I mean, that's always a risk that we run.
Yeah.
I feel like... The one thing that you have to do if you're going to play this roster and you go with the Minotaur is you have to protect the Minotaur.
Oh, for sure.
Because they're going to come after him. He's only 9+. They're going to try and isolate and then put a boot in him because he is 150K. And then
what do you think about baiting? Like, if you go up against a team like this and say you're humans, you put a human two squares away from the edge just to try to get the Minotaur to, you know, take him out, and then you can surf the Minotaur? Is there any thought to doing that as a strategy, or is that just me?
I think most of the Chaos coaches out there, or the Chaos Dwarf coaches out there, are probably a little bit too savvy for that.
Probably.
Me, personally, I would probably put, you know, depends on where you're at in the game, in the match, But, you know, it's easy enough to try and just drop, if you're humans, drop alignment on that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, see what happens. And in theory, assuming your armor holds, you know, he'll end up taking himself out of the play after two or three turns. And that's when you sort of pounce on him.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then kick him in the head.
Yeah, I was just thinking, because I've baited people before with Frenzy. Just get mm-hmm. him to the sidelines and be like, okay, well, blitz, knock him out and keep going so I'm not on the sideline.
Yeah, and the only main thing there is going to be most coaches are going to, even if they take the bait and let's say they max out their
move.
Yeah, their move to take your guy out of bounds. You know, if they still have two of their rushes or left, they'll probably rush off the sideline. Worst case, they fall down and they, you know, stun themselves, right?
Yeah.
But even if they don't, then if you put your guy right up against the sideline, they're going to have to bring a couple of people over to protect, I would hope.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah. At that point, if you're not protecting him, you get what you deserve at that point.
Yeah. And honestly, if they're protecting him and there's more people pulled to that side, that opens it up.
Yep. And then you just lean on him and you walk the other way.
But very, very, very niche, you know, theory bowl, so.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing to remember about this team, so the other option here is, I know that some people like to use the Bulls for, you know, their runner, just because, you know, they can move effective like 9 squares, mm-hmm. right, with the sprint sure feet. So that would be another option, would be you could also look at just going sure hands instead of guard or block on one of the Bulls.
Yeah.
And using that guy to try and pick up the ball. I don't know if it's necessarily, I mean, it seems subpar. Right.
So
you're picking up on a 4+ with a reroll.
So to me, weirdly, I have this thing with Chaos Dwarves where I do not like Bull Centaurs. I just never play well with them. They have never worked well for me, and I do much better without them. So I'm sure no one else in the world would do this, but there's a roster there that I could drop the two Bull Centaurs and bring in Glart and have two clawy, blitzing, bashing, frenzy pieces and just position with that. But again, like I said, no one else in the world's probably going to do that, but that would be more akin of what I would do.
Well, I mean, if you're going to get rid of both Bulls, I mean, there's, I think they all, because of the world thing, I'm double checking, but I think they get access to Grim, Iron Jaw.
Ooh.
So you could technically, yeah, he plays for Halfling Thimble, Old World Classic, or World's Edge, and he's only 200K.
Yeah.
So, I mean, instead of, you have the consistent block, frenzy, multiple
and get
block,
another
whatever.
Reroll.
You have nobody. Yep.
That's not bad.
I mean, that's not horrible.
I mean, it's not good. Let's not kid ourselves. You get your three primary skills. So you're getting two blocks on, I mean, you don't need block, you get your two guard and then a sure hand still. That's fine.
Yep. And then you got 70K. So you could get a third reroll or another hobgoblin.
Nah.
Two more hobgoblins because you cash in one of the coaches.
That's true. Yeah.
And then you just foul the hell out of people.
Fouling is fun.
Or with that extra 70K. So that, actually, no, that's 60, isn't it?
Well, it's 60, but you got two coaches 60. That you can play around with.
So that's 80 that you'd have in the bank. So you could do a couple of different things there. Well, you'd have to give up something. You could get a bribe in there, too, if you're going to start kicking people in the head, maybe. I don't know. It's you're starting to tweak the roster a little bit more.
And like I said, I don't think anyone else would do that, but that's the me thing.
The other thing not to overlook here, I mean, you only get one blocking bull or one blocking whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Hackflem, 4 edge, 9 moving, no block, but he does. I mean, he moves like the wind.
Yeah, so, but I mean, again,
that gives you a strange dynamic that you don't have before.
It's the only one score, the only one skill, though. That's what really kills it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, guys. I would say going with the 6 primary.
Yeah.
Forgo the stars, and that would be fine. I mean, otherwise, yeah.
So overall, this is a very solid team. Like I said, it's done very well at tournaments. It's people know it well. They know how to play it. Obviously, you know, you don't get your break tackles like you used to because it's not as good. But in a tournament like this, you're used to that. So this team, as it is, 1 through 5, what are we looking at?
I mean, with the 6 primaries, I would probably say you're probably at a strong 3.5 to 4.
Okay, I was going to say 3.5. You want to go 4?
I'll go 4.
Okay, that gives us a nice 375. Yep. And then wins. With the way this is set up and the team, depending on who you go against, obviously, but I could see 4 wins. I think I'm going to have more losses than ties, but I think I'm going to have more wins than ties too. So
I feel like with this team, realistically, you could probably go with 4 wins. You'd be pushing 5, but I think that you're going to have those weird games where either, you know, your Bulls can't make a dodge to save their skin, something like
or
that.
Go for
gonna
it.
Have, you're going to, yeah. Or go for the one reroll one, that last GFI before they hit the ball carrier to pop it loose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think 4 is 4. 4 seems solid.
Much like the team.
Exactly.
And then you said you had a bet for this one, and I get to go first this time.
Oh, yeah. So for the Chaos Dwarves, I think this is probably the same one that we had last time around. But will there be more or less Chaos Dwarves than normal Dwarves?
More teams or more wins?
More teams. We're just going to look at the overall number of teams.
Okay. Man.
Remember that the new sexy, the one that GW approves, is Dwarves with Griff.
That's
the one that GW says.
Yeah, but if you're taking Griff, you're really hurting yourself. Because you've got no skills.
Yeah, but he's Griff.
He is Griff, and you are still Dwarves. So you have pretty much everything you need. You don't need extra skills, because you have Griff.
Everything you want.
God.
I know, right? I did it to you on purpose.
God, yeah, you did. Okay, damn you. More teams than normal Dwarves. I'm going to say no.
You're going to say that Dwarves will be represented more than Chaos Dwarves.
Yes.
Yes, good. I wanted you to pick regular Dwarves.
Damn it. You keep tricking me on these.
I know, right? Soon, Steve, I will have all of your hair and gold.
I don't really have any of either, so we're doing pretty good.
I'm already winning then.
Man, yeah, that's a really, really good question.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's one of those things where it depends on how many people are willing to forego skills to get Griff into the game. And just pray that Griff gets them there.
And Dwarves is the only team that you really don't care that much about the skills. Because what are you going to do? Take block on runners? I mean, that's nice, but doesn't have to have them.
Well, and really, your runner for your Dwarf team is going to be Griff.
Yeah, exactly.
So... interesting. Well, we'll have to talk a little bit more about Dwarves, you know, when we get a little bit further along the alphabet, Steve.
Yeah, only a few more episodes to go, and at the rate we're going, I think we'll be there soon. We will have to double up some week just to have some space. As you can tell, these are shorter episodes. We can usually knock out a couple at a time, so that does benefit us. Next time we have... Chaos teams keep getting better to me. I'm really digging Chaos Renegades right now. I'm playing a lot on BB3.
Yep. They're of the Chaos teams right now. They are my favorite.
Yeah.
I will readily admit that they're great in my opinion.
And there's a lot of ways to go with the roster next time. So I think that's going to wrap us up unless you have anything else to add.
No, just thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between 3DieBlock and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.